children. This is a story about a Roman centurion. Roman means he was not one of the children of Israel. He came from the land of Italy, and the Romans and their powerful armies had conquered the children of Israel and all the countries round about. Do you think that the children of Israel liked having the Romans rule over them? No, they did not like that. And the centurion means he was an officer in the Roman army, kind of a middle officer. He had higher officers who commanded him. He had soldiers under him that he commanded. Now, in this story, see if you think that this man, the Roman centurion, is the kind of person who would go to heaven or not.
This is from.
Well, let's see what the story says. This is from Matthew chapter 8. And when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, a centurion came to him, imploring him and saying, "Lord, my servant boy is cast down in the house, paralyzed, frightfully tormented." And Jesus says to him, "I will come and cure him." And the centurion, answering, declared, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come in under my roof, but only say the word, and my boy shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, 'Go,' and he goes. And to another, 'Come,' and he comes. And to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." And when Jesus heard it, he marveled. And he said to those who followed, "Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens. And the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, let it be done to you." And his boy was healed in the same hour. So here's a picture of the story. You can see the Lord, and here's the centurion. You can see he has a helmet on, and he has armor, and you can see he's a soldier. Now, yes, here's the centurion with his helmet, and you can see some armor. Here's the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, in this picture, it shows the centurion kneeling. It doesn't actually say in the story that he knelt down, but it does say that he came to Jesus and implored, which means begged him, said, "Please, can't you come help my servant, boy, who's terribly sick?" He said, "Do you remember what was wrong with his servant boy? Remember what it said?
He's paralyzed."
Paralyzed, that means he couldn't move. And it says he's frightfully tormented, which means he was hurting a lot. And the centurion felt very sorry for him.
That fellow.
Here, can we put that back? Okay, why don't you just leave that alone? So the centurion said, "Can you come help him?" And what did the Lord say? Did the Lord say, "I'm too busy"? What did the Lord say? Do you remember?
Yes, he would come and heal his servant.
Yes, he said, "Yes, I will come and heal him." So is that what happened? Did Jesus go to the centurion's house?
No, he just said the words.
The centurion said, "No, you don't need to come to my house." In fact, he even said, "I don't deserve to have you come to my house. He's sort of saying to the Lord, "You are the Lord, and I'm just a lowly person. I don't deserve to have you come to my house." And he said, "You don't need to come to my house. You can just say the word, and my servant will be healed." And he says, "I know you can do this because I am under command. Other people tell me what to do, and I have soldiers under my command. And I say to one soldier, 'Go there,' and he goes. And I say to another soldier, 'Come,' and he comes. And I tell my servant to do something, and he does it. So if I can tell my soldiers what to do, you can just say the word, and he will be healed." Do you think the centurion was right that the Lord could just say the word?
Yes. And
yes. You can even picture the Lord as the commander-in-chief of the army of heaven. You can picture, truly, that there were lots of angels standing around the Lord, eagerly waiting for the Lord, their commander, to say, "Angels, I need you to go to this man's house and heal his son, his man's servant boy." And they would be so glad that the Lord gave them that job to do, and they would be eager to go heal the servant boy, wouldn't they? Wouldn't you think that would be wonderful if the Lord gave you a job like that to do? So, yes. And the Lord was turned, he said to the people who were with him, "I haven't found anyone who has such great faith in me." Faith means the servant, the centurion, really believed that Jesus could help him, didn't he? He knew Jesus would help him. He was sure of it. And so he said to the centurion, "Go your way. As you have believed, because you've trusted me, I could help you." And your servant, the servant boy, was healed that very same hour. Now, do you think that the centurion was the kind of man who went to heaven?
Yes,
I think so. I mean, only the Lord knows for sure, but it sure seems like it. Can we be the kind of people that the centurion was? Yes, we can. We can be someone who cares about other people, like the centurion cared about his servant boy. He could have just said, "Oh, well, take him out, put him in some other house, and we'll see what happens to him later. Bring me in another servant." He didn't say that at all. He felt sorry for his servant boy, and he went out of his way to find Jesus and say, "Please, won't you help my servant?" He cared about other people. Can we be people who care about other people who are hurting and help them? We can, can't we? The Lord will give us that strength. And the centurion was a humble man, wasn't he? He didn't say, "I am a mighty soldier of the greatest army in the world. Jesus, I command you to come help me." He didn't do that at all, did he? And I bet that he was a wonderful officer. If you were a Roman soldier, he would have been the perfect kind of officer to be your commanding officer, because he wouldn't treat you like a mere nobody. He would be there to help you learn to be a great soldier, do a good job. And that, can we be like that to other people? We can not be someone who says, "Well, I'm taller, I'm stronger, I'm smarter, I'm better than you." No, we don't have to be like that, right? We can say, "How can I help you? If I know something that you don't know, can I help you learn it?" We can be like that, can't we?
Yes.
We can be more like the Lord himself in that way. And the third thing about the centurion, he cared for other people, he was a humble man, and he trusted in the Lord.
Only the Lord knows everything.
That's right. We sure don't. He trusted in the Lord. We can be people who trust in the Lord. If someone is getting sick that we care about, we know that the Lord is going to heal them at just the perfect time for them and for us. We can trust the Lord will take care of us, can't we? And if we can be like that, then we too can go to heaven, just like the centurion, and maybe we'll even meet him there. Amen.